You're listening to Science Friday from NPR. I'm Ira Flatow. We're back here with Flora Lichtman. Hi, Flora.
Hi, Ira.
We're back because we had a survey last week, right? To refresh us.
That's right. Last week, we had a discussion and thought it came up that maybe the word geek has been, I don't know, co-opted, that it's gotten a little hip for those of us true geeks who suffered a lot of social anxiety and feel like we really earned the term.
Geek is too chic.
It's too chic. So we asked listeners to weigh in on a new word for geek, mm-hmm. and we got some really very clever replies, I thought.
Let's go through them.
Okay, so
give us our top five.
All right, the top five. And this one, I want to start by saying that many people were kind of disgusted at this and said, we should hold on to the word geek. Let's keep geek. This is our word. We should fight for it. I don't want to go down without a fight. Right.
Keep geek.
That was
reaction number one.
Reaction number one. And then rebrand, people who are sort of bandwagon mm-hmm. jumpers on as maybe geek-oppers or geeksters, that we should keep the real geek word. Mm-hmm. All right, number two. How about snerd?
A snerd.
A snerd, and that's for sexy nerd, and Slowmester writes, while watching Morning Joe, I saw Peter Orszag, who, if you don't know, he's the White House budget director, who, little news trivia, he just resigned, or said he was resigning this week. Mm-hmm. So the listener writes, the ultimate biz geek, and came up with the name snerd, sexy nerd, because Peter mm-hmm. Orszag.
Well, let's try it out. That's very snerdy. I'm a snerd. How does that sound to you?
I kind of like it. It's a little, it seems a little nasally. I don't know. But that's kind of true to geek, right?
Number three.
Okay, number three, we actually have a hint for number three.
The name, sir, is Peabody. And that's my boy, Sherman, over by the Wayback Machine.
The Wayback's all warmed up, Mr. Peabody.
Oh, a Peabody. He's a Peabody. She's a Peabody.
Yeah, that was from Rocky and Bullwinkle, if it doesn't ring a bell. and the person who suggested this also mentioned that, the good thing about Peabody is that if taken apart, it might describe the non-jock bodies of most geeks.
A Peabody.
A Peabody. It's a little double entendre.
Double. Wow.
Pretty good.
It's my favorite so far, I think.
Pretty good. The next one was a Benji, adjective Benjeek with a K. Mm. And this, the origin of this, Bill Marston writes, is after Benjamin Franklin, a layman interested in taking a scientific approach to life. So you might say, that balloon camera thing, Dad, is pretty Benjeek.
I like that. But, and it's also because Benjamin Franklin was such an eclectic guy, interested in all kinds of things.
Yeah.
He was.
And it's kind of a lovable term.
It's a lovable term and actually reflects that geeks today may have multi-dimensions to them, like Franklin had.
Right. And maybe this is the evolution, that we're ready for a new word for geek because, mm-hmm. No longer are geeks maligned. Mm-hmm. We need something a little bit...
A Benji. That's very Benji.
I like it. Okay. I kind of like Benji.
Well, that's good.
So that seems pretty good. But I think, the last one on our list, speaking of lovable terms, and I think this was suggested lovably, is Flatow.
That's so Flatow. Now, I'm taking myself out of the running on that one.
No way. It's the ultimate compliment, and multiple people suggested it, Ira. So definitely leaving it
All right,
in
we're going to leave those five in. Go quickly through the five. We'll have you vote again on our website at sciencefriday.com. They are?
Okay. Number one, keep the geek. Number two, snerd for sexy nerd. Number three, Peabody as a reference to Rocky and Bullwinkle's nerdy guy. Number three, Benji, an homage to Benjamin Franklin. And that was four, I guess. Yeah. And number five, Flatow. And we all know who that's about.
Yeah. All right. Flora Lichtman, our digital video editor. Thank you. If you want to vote, go to our website at sciencefriday.com. Vote for whichever of those five. I think four are good choices you'd like to vote for. And we'll tally up the results and see what we can come up with next week. That's about all the time we have for today. You can surf over there at our website. Also see Flora's video pick of the week, which is up there in the left-hand corner. And you can podcast and put our iPhone app into your pocket. Take it along with us. And have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.